Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the White House Family Devotions. We are so glad to have you join us, and we want to encourage you to, if you have not done so, particularly young Christian families, establish your own family altar, establish your own family devotions. If you are single for whatever reason, it is difficult to pray alone, but pray you must. And if you want some encouragement, join us. We're here for you, and we'll pray with you and for you. We pray for many other people, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Dr. Billy Graham said regarding family devotions, make it brief, make it interesting, make it sincere. If you can go home, read the Bible together, and kneel in prayer together, you'll have a much easier time in your family. End of quote, and that is true. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful Sunday morning, a day to worship you in a very special way. But Lord, help us to worship you each and every day. We praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults, our bad attitudes. For some among us, even in my family, have bad attitudes, are moody, are up and down. As soon as something bad happens, they fall apart and get disgruntled. And Lord, we pray that you would forgive us of not being loving, being hateful, rebellious, stubborn, proud, arrogant, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, yielding to temptations. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults, and help us all to be honest about it, so that we can shame the devil who tries to get us to hide things, cover up things, and then makes, of course, things worse. We pray that you'll crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew on this beautiful Sunday morning, and fill us with your blessed Holy Spirit. Manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit in and through our lives. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments, that we will not sin against you. Restrain us and use us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Truly lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way that you'll have us to go throughout this morning, this afternoon, and evening. And we pray that everything will go smoothly, decently, and in order. And Lord, help those of us who know you, Lord Jesus, as Savior, to not put forth our hands towards evil, because we will suffer the consequences. We cast all of our care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, and your holy serenity. And Lord, we of mind and heart, we pray that you would cast out the devil, his demons, and his hosts, and the satanic spirit of Judas, betrayal, and sabotage, and pride out of the people who have that issue in this family, in other families, in your church, because these things, particularly pharaohistic pride, driven by Satan, will destroy any person's life, regardless of how beautiful they are, how educated they are, how much money they have. It will destroy their lives completely, and there will be no remedy. And so, Lord, we pray that you will have us to continue to find favor, mercy, love, and grace in your sight and in the sight of other sinners as we are, and have them to find favor in our sight. Glorify your holy name. Lay upon my heart afresh and anew the message you will have me to preach in the services to follow today. Thank you, Lord, for our staff here and at our second location as well, and all that they do to make all of these things possible. The world does not know how much they work and make this work and make this go, but Lord, you know, and they will be rewarded accordingly by you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. The Apostles' Creed, some of us will recite it, some of us will read it. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our devotional passage continues with Psalm 18, verses 31 through 40. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might move it out, that I might destroy them that hate me. Let me share that last verse one more again, as we have said down in the hood. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. And the church said, amen to the word of God. And David Guzik writes in his commentary, David here celebrated the reality of the God of Israel against the illusions of the false little g gods of the nations. The Philistines, the Moabites, the Edomites, and all the rest had their little g gods, but only Yahweh, the Lord, is God. David knew by experience the strength of God given to him, and also the skill to use such strength. This skill was like the skill that deer have, who can run effortlessly upon the high places. David was held by the strength and skill of God's right hand, and made great by the gentleness of God. Amen, somebody. Now join me in praying for governmental leaders, across this country and around the globe. And again, we want that passage there before we do that on starting Monday, which is tomorrow. Holy Father God, we pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for President Donald Trump. Pray for salvation, spiritual life blessings upon President Trump and his family, and we pray for their protection. We pray these same blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence. We also pray for presidential aides such as Deputy Counsel to the President Greg Katsas, leaders of federal agencies such as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, state governors such as New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, city mayors, Dallas, Texas Mayor Mike Rawlings, U.S. Senators and Representatives, Idaho Senator Mike Crapo, police chiefs, Houston, Texas Police Chief Art Acevedo, all law enforcement officials, leaders of nations around the world, such as Argentina President Mauricio Macri. Lord, lead, guide, and direct these people to lead their respective areas of government so that we can all live peaceable lives. We pray for church leadership. I believe to be the first estate, leaders of the National Baptist Convention. We pray for international relations, Vice President William Thompson. Lead, guide, and direct the leaders of this great church convention to do your will, to stand for what is right. We also pray for current events around the world, families of over 700 people who have died from cholera outbreak in Yemen. Comfort them as only you can. Save those who are left behind. We pray for over 100,000 who have been infected, that you would heal their bodies. We pray for the families of three soldiers and three citizens killed in Afghanistan. They are suffering pain so deep that we cannot even begin to imagine. Comfort them, comfort the wives, comfort the children, comfort the parents who are hurting this morning as only you can. And Lord, send by the way those, Lord, whom you have called, who have the gifts of mercy and compassion. They don't need a prophet now. They need someone who can comfort them and help them through this and add perspective. We pray for the families of over 60 people killed by Boko Haram suicide bombings in Nigeria. Lord, be with them as only you can. Help them through this awful time. And Lord, we pray for the families of 17 people killed and 40 wounded in Tehran, Iran terror attack provision. And we pray for also provision of food and clean water to 20 million starving in South Sudan famine. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for the persecuted Christians around the world, that you would comfort them during their times of difficulty. And Holy Father God, now we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all prayer requests. We pray for David Rossler. Please bless the Christian motion picture he wants to make and have it to witness to many people. We pray for Victor. Please save his girlfriend, her father, and her siblings. Give her strength to forgive them. We pray for Tiffany. Bless her family, especially her husband, with good health, happiness, joy, and peace of mind. Bless her mother and son with healthy lives as well. We pray for Gadahun. Please have a person he is dealing with to pay him the money that is owed him. We pray for Bernard. Please help him to get away from God-hating people and deliver them from demonic activity. Please save their souls and change their lives. We pray for Esther. Please bless the children. She helps with sponsors. We pray for Marie. Please heal her of severe bone pain, strengthen her immune system, and cleanse her entire body from anything that might be harming her. We pray for Eric. Help them to continue winning souls and following your instruction. Bless them with Bibles in their language, sound equipment, and microphones. Bless them with a church building as well. We pray for Patrick. Please give him divine guidance. Heal all of his health issues and bless his finances. Give him the right woman to marry. Help him to be the right man to marry as well. We pray for Lee. Please give him spiritual health and bless his job. Help him to continue to preach the gospel. And we pray for Coral. Please bless her and her husband with a positive reply from the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi so that they can move from India to Canada. We pray for Julie Ann. Bless her financially. Give her peace and calm in her heart. Help her to trust in you. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. Hear and answer their prayers and our prayers as well for them. And Holy Father God, now we pray for people who have trusted you as Savior recently. And we pray that you would help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Help us to be the disciples that you want us to be. Pray for George, Clem's, Isaac, John, Franz, Ogumedici, Bobby. And Lord, we also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you through this ministry. Musisi, Samuel, Prosper, Ishwar, Francis, Charlene, and Harry. We commit these souls into your hands and ours as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, today our devotional reading is Self-Judging by A.W. Tozer. He goes on to say, all things else being equal, a Christian will make spiritual progress exactly in proportion to his ability to criticize himself. Paul said, but if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. We escape the critical judgment of God by exercising critical self-judgment. It is as simple as that. A very powerful thought, by the way. We often hear the axiom, practice makes perfect. The fact is that practice, far from making perfect, actually confirms us in our faults, unless it is carried on in a humble, self-critical spirit. The whole philosophy of instruction rests upon the idea that the learner is wrong and is seeking to be made right. No teacher can correct his pupil unless the pupil comes to him in humility. The only proper attitude for the learner is one of humble self-distrust. I am ignorant, he says, and am willing to be taught. I am wrong and am willing to be corrected. In this childlike spirit, the mind is made capable of improvement by the grace of God. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, help us to judge ourselves that we be not judged, and help us, Lord, to confess our sins and repent of our sins and turn from our evil and foolish ways and pray and seek your face so that we as Christians can be revived and fit for your use to win others to Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the glorious gospel of God in a nutshell, in the words of Curtis Hudson. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner deserving of hell. Have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me, for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life, and fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent and change, and to follow you for the rest of my life, obediently. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Yes, that's exactly what I believe. That's exactly what I said, and you need to believe it too. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Yes, it is just that simple. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. So when you trust Christ as Savior, you have entered through the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Beloved, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.